The best player on the floor today played for the other team, and that was Taylor Sells. Give that kid a lot of credit for what she had to do to keep her in. I loved the pace of play that she played at. And they hit a couple players out with injuries, or who knows what it would have been. But Taylor played very well. I love the speed of how that game, and that's how we've got to play. I've got to be able to push the ball more on the offensive end to try to get transition baskets, even though in the first half we missed six layups. Six layups in the first half. A lot of times when you try to style into a layup, the defense is coming and they're closing in on you, and all of a sudden you're contested and we didn't finish. I think that's just something that we've got to work on a little bit better, but I thought in the first quarter we did some nice things, but we still were doing nice things on offense, but not on the defensive end. I think this basketball team is not playing to the level of the competition, it's playing to our level. And that's the most important thing. Can we play to our level? It doesn't matter who we're playing. What is our level? Well, obviously, you only saw about 20 minutes of it against Florida State, and you've seen about 30 minutes of it against a few other teams that we played. But we're working. We're trying to get better. This was not a very good night for us as far as execution on offense and defense. I think if you make the six layups, perhaps that gives the confidence. Sierra was 6 for 6 in the first half and shooting the shots that she should have shot against Florida State. But, of course, they were smaller. They were going in. Second half, she opened up with a couple of bad possessions, but then she started playing like she did in the first half, the last part of the ball game. Whitsitt's in there because of her energy. She makes a ton of mistakes, but she makes things happen one way or the other. And I've got to find somebody that gives me a little bit of excitement, just like number 4 did on the opposing team for UCA. And we've just got to practice better. We got to play better. We got 3 tough road games, home games coming up here at home. And what we've got to do is just become a better basketball team. Questions?
So how much of that, Gary, is when Carter doesn't play well, or are you past the point where when she doesn't have her A game, so to speak, the rest of the team has to pick it up? Because at times she didn't play well against Florida State, and so today she started off missing shots. So, you know, and I know it's an easy question, but how do you come out of this? How do you get out of this
funk, so to speak? I think what she's got to do, she realized she didn't have a good game against Florida State, but that was a lot of us, including the head coach. I think she went into this game to be a good teammate first, and I think she was doing that, giving some great passes. If we would have made a couple of threes on the tail end of her passes, she would have probably had her career high in assists. But we missed him. And then she was missing the easy shots herself. But she was still trying to be a good teammate, be a good defensive person, and have high energy. I give her all that credit in this ball game for doing that. But sometimes you've got to score easy and often early, and the harder shots will come later on in the ball game. And I think that probably hurt her confidence when she goes 4 for 12. But it didn't keep her from running my ball club. It didn't keep her from passing the ball. It didn't keep her from down there on the break or end of the second quarter when we ran the horn set. We called the play, and that's about the only play that worked on. If they were going to hard hedge, we were going to slip Sierra, she slipped right into a basket. Kennedy enjoys the pass as much as the shot. And that is just something what we've got to do is work with her and work with all of our kids to hit the easier shot. God, we had some great looks. And I think we were just forcing. Sometimes all the mid-range things and threes, as long as we're in the flow of shooting a three ball, shoot it. But if you have to create your own shot to shoot the three, then there's somebody else that might get a better shot. When I was watching those two great college games last night, I learned a lot about ball movement, about offense, and about reversing the ball. I think we were pretty stagnant. The ball would stick in our hands too much, and we'd wait for somebody to make a shot instead of keep moving the ball till we could get a better shot. Second half, I thought we ran our offense a little bit better. Trouble was, we just missed shots. First half, we scored inside, missed everything else. This basketball team, like all the top teams in the country, all of us have our flaws. And it's up to us to correct those. And we've got to get better. And we got to get better. We're going to play three straight, very good BCS teams coming in here. But at least we're at home. I wish I could put these 5,000 kids in a bottle and keep them here, because they excite us. And Robert, I don't know if I rambled through your question as usual, but I probably did.
You guys didn't shoot in the third quarter. You had shot. You know, third quarter, you guys had a horrible third quarter.
Horrible. I think, what did we score, 8 or 9 points?
9, 3 of 16.
Yeah, and that was, and some of the shots were point blank. And you're right. I thought we had a good halftime talk, and I thought we made some adjustments. We missed the shots. But if you're going to miss the shots, then play defense on the other end and try to get transition or try to get to the foul line. One of those things, shots are going to come and go. Just like you can be a millionaire and hit 240 now in Major League Baseball. So we're going to miss some shots. But you look at the offensive boards, 18, we should have had about 30. With our size and our athleticism, we should, as bad as we shot, we should have had 30 offensive boards. But it's hard to rebound when you only have two going to the boards consistently. And that's why Whitsett kept playing, because she will go to the boards.
To go against Oklahoma State in the Big 12 SEC Challenge?
Well, Sierra's going to run against a 6'4 kid her size, and that's going to be a good matchup. I think she plays better when she goes against somebody her size and respects as much as she will with this kid from Lufkin, played JUCO ball. The Vivian Gray kid, she could play for anybody in the country. And she was out of Argyle or somewhere up there, went to Colorado, transferred, small school in Colorado, and now she's one of the top five players probably in the Big 12. I have a lot of respect for her. But back in the good old days when we were in the Big 12, you play in Oklahoma State, we had great games against them. Win or lose, there or here or in the tournament, Oklahoma State always brings the best out of us. What we've got to do is find the best in us on the practice court. Okay? I think too many times we're talking a good game and we're not producing a good game consistently enough. We make the spectaculars or the highlights, but we're not scoring simple 6 layups in the first half. There's no excuse.
Gary, you touched briefly on the atmosphere, but I'm guessing that never gets old for you, does it?
No, it doesn't get old. What I got to do is find out my season ticket holders. They don't all have jobs, but maybe they watched it on TV. I got to get them back here for elementary school day. We've got to still get more and more people. Those kids were special out there. That's all they're going to talk about when they get back to school now until they get dismissed. And then once they get home, that's all they're going to talk about was this game and how much fun they have. It's not that we're trying to build our season ticket base out of elementary kids, but I'm hoping they will mention it to their parents and they'll want to come back. Hopefully the teachers will want to come back and be able to see us. We've got a pretty good basketball team. Now, did we play our best? No way. But Central Arkansas, with their injuries, was running a 25-second offense. And they would wait to our mistake in the last 5 seconds or get an offensive rebound. And we'd play defense for 20 seconds, and then we'd have a breakdown. And that's the thing that upsets me the most, is not being able to play a whole possession on the defensive end and turn it into an easy basket on the offensive end. Okay? We'll work on it.